Jill, and you are tuned in to the Stiletto Jill Show. If you're not familiar with me and my site, jocksandstilettojill.com, let me give you a brief synopsis of what I'm all about. I am ESPN meets Sex and the City, sports pink aura. So if you're listening to me, you're checking for sports from a female perspective. So we're going to get into it right away, starting off with NBA free agency. It's got the internet going nuts. It's got ESPN going nuts. If you are anywhere involved in the sports world at this point in time, by your TV, radio, Twitter, you're hearing about NBA free agency and what's going on. It's LeBron watch 2010. Where's he going? What's he doing? What's going to happen? Who's he signing with? Well, we will know on Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. LeBron has scheduled an hour-long special for ESPN to announce which team he's selecting. Kind of sounds like The Bachelor, right? Is he going to give the team a rose and tell them that he accepts them into forever lasting basketball bliss? I don't know. But we'll know soon enough. It's been going crazy. So let's start off with who has signed in principle. Amari Stoudemire announced a $100 million deal with the New York Knicks. Yeah. Amari, with those two bad knees, that retina condition, the Knicks just spent $100 million. 5 years completely guaranteed, no medical clauses. The Knicks are crazy. Who doesn't know this? But they are. Sorry, Knicks fans. His message on Twitter, I want to say thank you to the fans, the coaches, my teammates. Sorry it didn't work out. Gone. Moving on. Shaq. Oh, God. Can you believe that I'm mentioning Shaq in free agency? Well, I am. Shaq is on the radar of the Atlanta Hawks and the Dallas Mavericks. Since the NBA cap won't be announced until Wednesday evening, right before the signing deadline, we really aren't sure which team can offer him the most money, but pretty much can bank on him ending up with the Mavs. It seems like it's a good fit. He and Mark Cuban have this kind of weird relationship that'll probably work out in the long run, and, you know, he fits a need. Steve Blake signed with the Lakers, 4 years, $16 million. By Shannon Brown. I love him. I'm going to miss seeing him on the court. Tragedy. And by Jordan Farmer, I'm not really going to miss you because you kind of didn't show up except for a couple of shots during the finals, but we won't miss you. I think Steve Blake is a good choice for backup. Not sure if Derek Fisher will be back. He wants 2 years, $5 million per year. The Lakers, they want to give him $2.5 million for a year. Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade. Where are they going to end up? The other two-thirds of the trifecta, LeBron, D-Wade, Chris Bosh. I really think that D-Wade and Chris Bosh are a package deal. There's been some rumblings today that there could be a sign-and-trade with the Cavs, and that's where he'll end up with LeBron. But Chris Bosh doesn't want to play center. And that's really where he would end up in Cleveland. So I still think that Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade will end up in Miami. Chris has been making this very dramatic on Twitter, dragging it out at the start of free agency. He was nervous, made me question what he would do in the playoffs. But then fast forward to find out he's filming a documentary. So would the documentary be exciting if everybody just came out and said where they were going right away? No, this is all for drama. I think D-Wade putting all the emphasis on, well, he does have real issues going on. Let's think about it. He is going through a divorce. He is fighting for custody, and Chicago would make the most sense. But Miami can offer him 30 million more reasons as to why he should go back. It's Wade County down there until the third, not Dade, Wade County. They have Bernie the mascot on American Airlines Arena, posted on the ledge until he signs. They're going all out for him. Rallies, signs. I think they're headed back to Miami. Well, Dwayne is, and I think Chris Bosh is tagging along for the ride. And then they'll have an excellent documentary. Dirk Nowitzki has re-signed with Dallas, $80 million. Where does he left some money on the table so that the Mavs would be able to sign another free agent? Shaq. Brendan Haywood, although it's been rumored that Brendan Haywood might be part of a sign-and-trade with Miami, we'll see soon enough. The Magic signed Chris Duhon for 4 years, $15 million. Yeah. Next. Paul Pierce re-upped with the Celtics, $61 million. If anybody had any ideas about Paul Pierce leaving, they're crazy. His jersey will be in the rafters when it's all said and done. He's a Celtic for life. As much as I would have loved for the possibility of him coming and playing for the Clippers, it's not going to happen. Joe Johnson. The Hawks, one has to question what management is thinking. Giving Joe Johnson a max deal, $119 million? Really? And what took them so long? Paul Pierce has re-signed with the Celtics, $61 million. Did anybody have any doubts that he was going back? He's a Celtic for life. His jersey's going to be up in the rafters. Doc Rivers is back. It's what it is. It's Paul. Now if they can get Ray Allen to come back, I think that they'll be able to convince Rasheed Wallace that his retirement needs to be put off for at least another year so they can make another run at it. I mean, no one expected them in the finals this year, but they made it. Might as well give it a try. Joe Johnson, the Hawks, 119. Why would you max Joe Johnson out? Let's just think about this for a second. He had averaged 6 points when they were swept by the Magic, and you're going to give him a max contract? You're nuts. Let's talk to the NFL players for a second. What's going on with your offseason? I am so thoroughly confused. What are you guys doing? The Michael Vick thing? You're having a pay party for your 30th? I understand you want to celebrate. Somebody gets shot. Oops. It's not your fault. But then you follow it up to that you're hosting a white party on the 4th of July in D.C. Who are your people? Who is giving you this advice? But alas, no charges filed against you. What can they do? Chris Sims? Listen, if you want to get high and then drive, let your boys do the driving. Because when you get pulled over and you throw your guys under the bus anyway, oh, the weed smell that you're smelling, officer, that's from my two boys in the back seat. Yeah, and I was smoking earlier, of course, now today he's saying that. Oh, no, I meant I was smoking a cigarette, not a blunt. It's crazy. Let's review. You have professional friends. They roll the blunt. They drive the car. They take the charge. And this should especially happen when you have your eight months pregnant wife in the car with you. You're not thinking. Cedric Benson, bar fights? Who has bar fights in 2010? I mean, what is going on? I think that you all need chaperones. I think that the NFL, in addition to whatever off-season regimen they issue you, should give you all chaperones for your parties. Maybe you need to submit your itineraries because you obviously aren't acting responsibly. I don't know what to tell you. Speaking of questionable NFL activities, is it what's hot in the street to swap partners? Is that what's up? I know all you athletes love a referral, but Reggie Bush trying to push up on Amber Rose in the Hamptons and Kim Kardashian dating Miles Austin, what are we doing? Miles, are you on your way to a Super Bowl ring? Are you trying to take one for the team to make sure the Cowboys get a ring? I mean, the Kardashians do have a track record. Khloe and Lamar, ring number 2 this year. Kim and Reggie, ring number 1 with the Super Bowl. Maybe that's what's happening. But I would like a little less recycling. I know go green is big, but you guys should maybe bypass that. And coming up this weekend on VH1, speaking of NFL guys and romance, the premiere of The Ultimate Catch, Chad Ochocinco's dating show. 85 girls go head-to-head tournament style for the love of Ochocinco. I can't tell you how excited I am for this. It's going to be pure comedy. For the love of Ray J, whatever. Flavor of Love, no. This is it. Why? Because Chad is going to make sure that you enjoy everything on that screen because he's a master showman and he's trying to be a master marketer. Watch him work. Then you get to tune in to the T.O. show. This year, T.O. is dealing with the prospect of not playing in the NFL. What's he going to do? Maybe get engaged to his ex-girlfriend. Makes for an interesting storyline. I don't know. Should be good to watch. We'll see what happens, Terrell. We'll be checking you out and keeping you updated on all the shenanigans right here. And in case anyone has forgotten, Major League Baseball's All-Star Game is coming up next week in Anaheim. West Coast represent. We'll be on the lookout for that, giving you details and such. And now, some football drama, but from the other football. Football. Let's start off with the baby daddy chronicles that are going on soccer. Landon Donovan, there's a paternity suit against him from a British woman. Interesting, because Landon just recently separated, I believe. Yeah. Cristiano Ronaldo. I love him. He's incredibly sexy. And now he's the father of a bouncing baby boy. And not just a father, an active father. He's taking full custody of the child. The mother, who is American, by the way, for whatever reason, she wants to remain in the shadows and doesn't want to take responsibility of the child. So he'll be caring for his child full time. We love dads, but you gotta admit, there's a lot of question marks with that. Really? So the mother just wants to disappear into the abyss? We'll see what happens with that. We'll keep on the lookout with that. And finally, the captain of the Brazilian soccer team, Bruno, is being accused of murder of his mistress, who's also his baby's mama. But Bruno's married. There's no body yet. Is he the OJ of Brazil? What is going on? This is craziness. Did he do it? I don't know. We'll have to stay tuned, wait for a body to turn up, something. It's craziness. And now, let's take a moment to discuss our dumb jock of the week, Jamarcus Russell. Jamarcus, what are you doing? I have a problem turning to ESPN and listening to anchors discuss purple drink. Jamarcus was pulled over yesterday and arrested for possession of codeine or syrup. Yeah, like what Lil Wayne has in that white styrofoam cup. You do not want to go back to the NFL, do you? You do not want to be productive. I mean, I guess this is the only thing that you could catch and stick with, right? A case. You're in Mobile, Alabama. Why are you going to get syrup? Yourself. What are you doing? You just do not want a career. At all. Never. Ever. You're an idiot. I mean, there's not much more you can say about that. And now to our sports fact of the week. Did you know that wife carrying is an actual sport in Finland? A male has a female teammate. He puts her around his shoulders and carries her through an obstacle course. It is an actual sport. If you don't believe me, Google it. I think that we should start a branch of it here in the United States. I nominate Tiger Woods to be on the first team. I'm sure he has some place he'd like to carry his wife. $100 million divorce settlement? Hey, it's better than $750 million, right? I mean, after all, he has some secrets he wants to keep. And our power move of the week, that distinction belongs to King James, LeBron James. LeBron has just joined Twitter. When I clicked follow, he was at 12,000. Now, he's well on his way to 200,000. Why is this a power move, you ask? He is the hand that rocks the cradle. He has 200,000 people at his beck and call on the internet. He just launched his site live to go up, and he will be controlling the ESPN airwaves for an hour Thursday night. That is power. King James is in the building, ready to hand his rose over to one lucky team. Get into it. You must love it. That is true power. I'm Stiletto Jill. Check out the website, jocksandstilettojill.com. You know you want this. You know you love me. Come back and see me and leave me feedback. I love feedback. Bye.